You're tuned to Artbeat on The Sound Alternative. And our last guest this morning is documentary filmmaker Olivia Davies to talk about another in the WA Reflection series at the State Library of Western Australia. Sound Twitcher is a film about the incredible efforts of John Hutchinson in capturing WA birdsong in the field and on tape over five huge decades. Olivia, thanks for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure.
So good to have you here. Now, Sound Twitcher screens next Thursday, 7 December. It's your first experience as a solo director, which is very exciting. And I know that there's been a little bit of time in between drinks since wrapping up this project, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, I think we were filming in October last year.
Wow, so it's been a year.
Yeah, it's been quite a while.
And how long has it taken you from your first ideas to the initial, like to the completion of October last year?
So I think I became aware of the initiative in May last year, and then we all put our submissions in, and then from there it felt like there was a long time, but as with everything, you always think you have more time than you do.
Yeah, it sounds like a whirlwind from May to October. That's quite huge.
Yeah, no, it was a really, really great learning process, as you say, my first time working on something of this scale and taking a lead role.
And why is documentary filmmaking your chosen field?
Well, I've always been interested in how the way knowledge is constructed and the different ways of getting it out there. And I know for myself, I'm a visual learner, and so I've always enjoyed learning through that mode. And so I guess that was something that when I was a researcher and writing was just not cutting it for me. Mm. I needed something that was more multimodal.
Yeah, I'm also partly a visual learner as well. I totally get where you're coming from. Olivia, what is Sound Twitcher?
Well, Sound Twitcher is it's a sort of a biography of John's incredible life's work. I mean, he dedicated a good 5-6 decades of his life to traversing around WA, recording bird sounds. Part of the time he did that while he was working for the government. He was doing noxious weed control across the whole Kimberley and Pilbara area, which is enormous. You can imagine he spent a lot of time by himself.
Mm.
And so during that time, he was also a really accomplished audio technician. And so it just became natural for him to start doing those field recordings to kill time.
Wow.
And yeah, that's how he got into it. And so we're just trying to show, well, hear and portray, yeah, the incredible collection that he has.
Yeah, wow. What an incredible life's work. John Hutchinson is the focus of the film. You're profiling him and his incredible life, as you've mentioned. Who was John Hutchinson? Tell me a bit about him.
Okay, so he was born in the Wheat Belt in the late 1920s. And from what I've read of him, he was just an incredibly interested child and young person. He had lots of little enterprises, and so it wasn't really surprising that even when he was working for the government, he needed something else to fill his time.
Mm.
He just had an incredible ear, was so interested in audio technologies. He even built his own radiogram. It's considered one of the finest pieces of audio engineering that came out of Australia at that time. And so he actually travelled around with this huge piece of audio equipment, running it off his car battery. And so his first recordings were with that piece of equipment that he actually constructed himself.
Wow. Can you, do we still have access to that technology? Is it on display?
I'm sure it's on display somewhere.
Yeah, how interesting.
Absolutely.
You're tuned to Artbeat. My name is Danielle Raphael, and I'm currently joined by Olivia Davies, director of Sound Twitcher, a short doco which immerses viewers in birdsong with a specific look at the man who captured it all, John Hutchinson, who had a very interesting and quite unusual career trajectory. And John has had an incredible impact upon biodiversity preservation, clearly from his work. What do you think his greatest legacy will be, having produced the film?
Well, I think he was really a pioneer in bioacoustics before bioacoustics really was considered a mainstream field in conservation science. You know, nowadays, bioacoustics, which is the use of sound for the conservation of a single species, and ecoacoustics, which is the use of sound recordings for the conservation of whole ecosystems, is becoming relatively mainstream. But when John was doing this, his sole purpose, he was not a trained ecologist or scientist. He just had a... Yeah, he just had the insight that perhaps the world was changing, and if somebody didn't record these songs and these sounds when he had the opportunity to, perhaps nobody ever would.
Yeah, so incredible. I'm thinking back to a news headline early in the year when scientists were first able to capture the sounds of an echidna. And it's just incredible and such important work. I think it was the first time anyone was able to do that. So quite significant. And it sounds like John's work was the same. Olivia, you collaborated with a collection of wonderful people in the field. Was it easy to convince them to jump on board this important project?
Look, I was so lucky with the people that I had around me. Just such a wonderful team. They really mentored me. And everybody was very generous with their time and expertise. So, yeah, no, it was a really, really fun process, which I'm really grateful for.
Oh, glad to hear, especially because it was your first time doing this solo. Yeah. Awesome. Where should people go if they want to check out Sound Twitcher?
So I would love it if people would attend next Thursday night at the State Library in the theatre there from 6:30 till 8. But if you can't make it, it is on the State Library of WA's website and on their YouTube channel.
Fantastic. Do go check it out, folks. Sound Twitcher showing at the State Library of WA. Olivia, thank you so much for chatting about it this morning on ArtBeat.
Thank you so much for having me.